Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. AAA, Sight Word Sentences, Lesson 3-5, Sentences Teach 20, Sight Words with Flashcards by Marie Serrano is a short, skills-focused early reading resource designed to build automatic recognition of common sight words, positioned as Lesson 3 within a Learn to Read series. It centers on a simple promise, a manageable set of 20 sight words practiced through 5 short sentences, supported by flashcard-style repetition. The book fits the children education and beginning readers category, and it is most relevant for preschool through early elementary learners who are developing foundational reading fluency, rather than treating words as an isolated list. The material emphasizes seeing the words used in brief sentences, helping learners connect recognition with meaning and basic sentence structure. Parents, tutors, and teachers can use the book for quick daily practice sessions that reinforce frequent words children encounter in early texts, building confidence and smoother reading as decoding skills continue to develop. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, teaching sight words through a small, structured lesson. A defining feature of this lesson is its deliberately limited scope, 20 sight words presented within a compact practice format. For beginning readers, learning works best when cognitive load stays manageable, and a short lesson supports consistent repetition without fatigue. By organizing instruction as a single lesson within a broader series, the book also implies a step-by-step progression that can be repeated across lessons, helping adults establish a routine. This structure is especially useful for caregivers or educators who want a clear daily plan, introduce a few words, practice them quickly, and revisit them over multiple days. Because sight words often include high-frequency words that do not always map cleanly to basic phonics patterns, repeated exposure becomes essential for automaticity. The lesson format encourages that repetition while avoiding overwhelming a child with an extensive list. In practice, the value is in predictability and pacing. The learner knows what to expect, the adult can monitor mastery, and the child can experience quick wins that build motivation to keep reading. Secondly, using sentences to give sight words context and meaning. The book teaches sight words through 5 simple sentences rather than relying only on isolated flashcard drills. This matters because reading is not just word recognition, but also comprehension and flow. When children see target words embedded in sentences, they learn how those words function in real reading word order, basic grammar, and the idea that words work together to communicate meaning. Context can also support memory. A child may forget a word in isolation, but remember it when it appears within a familiar sentence pattern. Sentence practice provides opportunities to reread the same lines multiple times, which strengthens fluency through repetition while still feeling like real reading. It also helps adults observe whether a child is merely recalling a word shape or actually recognizing it quickly and accurately during connected text. Even very short sentences can build early reading confidence because learners can finish a complete thought and experience success. That sense of completion encourages rereading, which is one of the most practical ways to build automatic sight word recognition. Thirdly, flashcards as a tool for repetition and quick review. Flashcards are a classic method for sight word practice because they enable rapid, focused repetition and easy customization. The concept highlighted by this lesson is simple: present a word, prompt the child to read it, and repeat often enough that recognition becomes automatic. Flashcard practice can be done in short bursts, making it suitable for home routines, small group instruction, or quick interventions. Another advantage is flexibility. Adults can separate words a child knows from words that still require practice, creating a review pile and a learning pile. This supports mastery-based learning rather than pushing forward before a learner is ready. Flashcards also make it easy to vary practice mixing word order, increasing speed gradually, or pairing words with sentence rereading. Importantly, flashcards work best when they are not the only activity. In this lesson, the flashcard approach is paired with sentence reading so that children practice both isolated recognition and connected text fluency. Used together, these two modes reduce the risk of children recognizing words only in one format and strengthen transfer to real books. Fourthly, multisensory repetition to reinforce memory. Many sight word programs emphasize multisensory practice to deepen learning, and this lesson aligns with that general instructional approach. Multisensory repetition can include saying the word aloud, tracing or writing it, and repeatedly seeing it in print. The educational value is that children are not limited to a single pathway for memory. They connect visual recognition with speech and movement, which can improve retention for many learners. This can be especially helpful for children who struggle with attention or who need more than simple visual exposure to remember new words. In practical use, an adult might show a flashcard, have the child read the word, then write it, and finally locate it inside one of the lesson sentences. that repeated retrieval across different activities makes the learning more durable. Multisensory routines also provide a constructive way to slow down when needed without turning practice into a long lecture. Short, repeated cycles can keep sessions engaging and efficient. While the book itself is focused and brief, it supports an instructional style that is active and hands-on, which fits the needs of early readers building foundational skills. Lastly, building early reading fluency and confidence through quick success. A practical goal of sight word instruction is fluency, the ability to recognize common words instantly, so attention can shift to meaning and to decoding unfamiliar words. By limiting the lesson to a small set of words and pairing them with short sentences, this book is designed to create quick, observable progress. When children can read the same sentences smoothly after practice, they experience a concrete improvement that feels like real reading, not just drilling. That confidence matters because early reading motivation is fragile. Frustration can make children avoid practice, while success encourages more reading time. The lesson design also supports repeated reading, a widely used fluency practice where children reread the same text until it becomes smoother and more accurate. Because the sentences are short, rereading does not feel overwhelming. Over time, the repeated exposure to high-frequency words supports faster reading in other materials, including early readers and classroom worksheets. For adults, the lesson offers a simple way to measure growth. Can the child read the words on cards, and can they read them in sentences without hesitation? This clear feedback loop helps tailor practice to the learner. In conclusion, Sight Word Sentences Lesson 3 by Marie Serrano is best suited for parents, caregivers, tutors, and early elementary educators who want a compact, easy-to-use tool for reinforcing high-frequency sight words. It also fits children who are beginning to read and need practice recognizing common words quickly, especially learners who benefit from short sessions and frequent repetition. The main practical benefit is fluency building. When a child can identify a set of sight words automatically, reading becomes smoother and more enjoyable, and the child can focus more on understanding what a sentence means. The book also supports a more complete kind of practice by combining two complementary activities, flashcard review for fast recognition and short sentences for context and connected reading. In a crowded category of sight word resources, the distinguishing feature is its tight, lesson-based format that keeps the workload small while still encouraging real reading through sentences. That balance can make it easier to maintain a consistent routine, which is often the deciding factor in early literacy progress. Used regularly alongside phonics instruction and read aloud time, the lesson can be a practical building block in a broader learn-to-read plan. If you would like to support Marie Serrano, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.